settle children like the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely wonderful.
We were in an airport one time, Shirley and myself, and this child was screaming, and there was no let up. Standing in the, you couldn't hear any other announcement or anything else with this little child. And clearly the child was really upset and disturbed by whatever it was. And and I just said, Father, just settle the little one. Just settle them, Father. Whatever's troubled them, whatever's upset them, just settle the little one. I pray this way when I hear children upset, and I marvel to see him settle them. It was lovely. It took a little while, but then the little one settled. It's wonderful. Praise God. We can see miracles like that happening all around us. So people don't know that we're praying. People don't know that we're linked up to heaven on behalf of them and their children. And so that was really lovely. Amen. Praise God. It's called Live in My Love this morning. Praise God. Does that sound good? To live in His love? Amen. Now, when you get born again really means starting a whole new life. A whole new life with Jesus. He cleans you. Oh, wonderful. To be cleaned of all our sin and all our filthiness and all our shame. He cleans us. And then the Father puts us inside Christ Jesus. He places you inside Christ Jesus as a free gift. Unearned, unworked for, free gift from the Father. And so this is wonderful. Now, Jesus, speaking about this, John 15 and verse 4, he says, live in me. He says, you come live in me. Does that sound good? And me in you. Abide in me, John 15 verse 4, and I in you. I mean, what an invitation. What an invitation. We haven't seen the half of this yet. We're preaching it week by week, and week by week we're going to see, and then we're going to see, and then we're going to see what this really is. Amen? So when he says abide in me, living in everything that he is and has is that place in Christ. You're living in the center of the power that sustains and maintains the whole universe when you're living in Christ. All his power is available to you and to me to work through us in Christ Jesus. You're in the center of all his wealth. He owns everything. No, he owns it all. Praise God. He said, all the silver, all the gold, all the people on the earth and everything in the earth, it's all mine. And you're in the center of him. Praise God. Are we going to go short for anything? As we exercise some faith in this, you're in the center of his love, in the center of his joy, in the center of his peace, in the center of his kindness, in the center of his gentleness, in the center of his goodness, in the center of all his wisdom. That's what in Christ is. Right in the very, you're in it, soaked in Christ Jesus when you're born again. It's a free gift. Praise God. Come and live in all this. What are the needs in your life right now? Somebody was expressing to me during the week they had a problem with anger coming out of them, right? If that's your need, you come to start living off of him. You come, you say, oh, I'm going to live off of you, Jesus. I'm going to live off the gentle one. I'm going to live off the kind one. I'm going to live off the compassionate one. Can you see it? It's all there for us, given to us in Jesus. You see, young people, if somebody's been unkind to you, I mean, when I was a youngster, I used to get messed around in the playground, and before I was able to stand up for myself, but I didn't know Jesus then. If anyone treats you badly, you can go straight to Jesus and you say, Jesus, well, you'll keep me, you'll protect me, you'll look after me, you'll restore me. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Praise God. Now, Jesus didn't say, this might be a key for us here this morning, Jesus did not say, live in your friend. Jesus did not say, live in your husband. Jesus did not say, live in your wife. Jesus did not say, live in your pastor. Jesus did not say, live in your parents. He said, live in me. Praise God. You see, people change. You decide you're going to live off of your husband, Lord of mercy. You're going to live off your wife. They get out of bed in a terrible mood. Well, what are you going to do then? They're in the strops. What are you going to do then? Try to live off them. You see, we've said before, what we often do, we're trying to drag a life out of those around us. When Jesus says, live in me, he won't change. They're never going to be the source. I'm thankful for a good wife. I'm thankful for friends, but I'm not trying to live off them. No, I mean, imagine putting that burden on somebody. You're going to treat them as the source and try and live off them. I mean, you're on a total loser, brothers and sisters. That's why Jesus says, you come live in me. I never change. I'm totally constant. Not only do I not get out of bed the wrong side, I don't even go to bed. He's awake and full of life the whole time. He's full of constant love, compassion, joy, mercy, goodness, favor. You just feed off him, is what we heard today. Glory to God. Build into him who's constant, perfect, and unchanging. Unchanging. You see, as a young man before I got saved, I thought if I only had the right girlfriend, that'd be the answer to me. That's what I believed then. I didn't know Jesus at that stage. And boy, was I on the loser there. Looking among the market there for what? All, I mean, looking for the right, I was on the right track. I needed a person. But I discovered later it's Jesus. That's who I really need. That's the answer. You see, Jesus is not from this world. He's not from this world. He came from heaven to the earth, and he came with everything heavenly with him to give to us. Glory to God. His love is heavenly. The peace is heavenly. The joy is heavenly. It's not dependent on anything that's here on the earth. Glory to God. This is the wonder of what there is in Jesus. See, worldly peace only lasts as long as all's going well and there's no problems. Soon as the hassles show up, the problems come along, the peace is gone. If it's worldly peace, you're trying to live by. And so that's why the world goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Because it's based on your mood. You see, if you're living off of yourself and you're living off of the world, it depends on your mood. Well, you can have a rotten mood. You wake up in a rotten mood, and there you're stuck. If you're trying to live off of you, can you see it? It's based on mood. It's based on how you feel. Sometimes you get up in the morning, you don't feel wonderful. So if you're going to try and live off that, well, you'll be living off what's not very wonderful. Can you see it? And so Jesus, no, he says, come and live in me. Praise God. You see, here's the world. Trouble comes along, peace goes. That's natural. That's natural living. Problem, if you're living off the world, trouble comes along, peace goes. Supernatural, trouble comes along, peace endures perfectly. Because it's not of this earth, you see. It's not of the circumstances. It's not of the situation. It's of Christ. It's of heaven. Amen. It's wonderful. Look at verse 9, John 15. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. He said earlier, abide in me. Now he's saying, abide in my love. I want you to live in the center of my love. Praise God. As the Father loved me, you see, there was never a time when Jesus was not totally and completely saturated and soaked in the love of the Father. We can't understand eternity. We can't understand no beginning, no end. We can't just understand that with natural mind. But from everlasting to everlasting has Jesus been flooded with the love of the Father. And he says, that's the love I'm passing on to you. The one that I'm flooded and soaked with from the Father from all eternity, that's the love with which I'm pouring onto you. Wow. Glory to God. Jesus loves us in the same way the Father loves us and poured his love into us. He says, live in this love. Praise God. He doesn't tell us to live in the husband's love. Doesn't tell you to live in your wife's love. In your friend's love, and your parents' love. He says you live in my love. Big difference. Big difference. Very different outcome. Very different outcome. Praise God. Jesus' love for you won't change. You see, young people, somebody may be your friend, and then they're no longer your friend. They go off to be a friend with somebody else. So you can't depend on them for your love. But if you depend on Jesus, never change. Always with you. Always love you. It's wonderful. Constant love. Constant love. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, how do you live in this love? Might this be a good question to ask for a couple of moments? How do you and I live in this love? Well, one of the ways I've found is to love him, is to sit down and say, Father, I just love you. I just thank you. I find most of my prayer is thanksgiving. I want to thank you, Father, for all that you do for me. I want to thank you for lifting me out of a horrible old life and placing me into your life. I want to thank you for your Son. I want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for all the joy that comes from heaven into my heart, all the peace that comes from heaven into my heart. Now, see, what am I doing? I'm loving him. I'm appreciating him. And I find that I'm soaked in the love after doing that. Because the measure you give is the one with which you'll receive back. And boy, if Father's the one giving the measure back, whoo, wow, it's wonderful. So you end up with a lovely smile on your face and a lightness of spirit because you've spent your time thanking him and loving him and appreciating him. Praise God. And so, let's look at verse 10 here, Jesus speaking. He says, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. So in other words, the Lord's commandments are his love to us. Is that just like a parent does? Where does a parent give some instructions to the children to keep them safe? Is that right? To keep them from danger, to keep them from harm, and so that they're going to end up with a really good quality of life. And this is exactly what the Father does. And so Jesus' commandments are his love to us. And his commandments bring life and well-being to you. Praise God. I was thinking, let's just take a very simple command in Ephesians. It says, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is for building others up, for necessary edification. So if I were to follow that instruction, and I'm looking around to be an encourager and an upbuilder and a strengthener of everyone that I speak to and come in contact with, boy, I'm going to be prospering myself. Can you see it? Because I'm going to see the joy of life and help coming to somebody around me. And so you end up soaked in it all yourself. It's very simple. It's very simple. None of the instructions are complicated. None of the instructions are complicated. They're very, very simple. He says, you live in that, you're going to see. They're going to see it. So obeying the Lord's commands keeps you in his love. and causes his joy to remain in you and your joy to be full, verse 11. Praise God. Now, Christ Jesus' love for us is not a fuzzy feeling. A fuzzy, oh, lovely feeling. No, that's not what his love is. No. His love is that he lays down his whole life for us. He gives himself totally to us to the last drop of blood. That's what his love is. His love is all action. I set before him, I say, Father, I need your help here. Jesus, I need your help here. He's there with the action to sort out the situation, to bring me. Very often it's wisdom I need, how to handle something that's presented before me. And so his love is very practical. God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus came, he gave himself, laid down his life totally for us. Glory to God. I mean, it's a wonderful. From his love comes all the help and the wisdom that I'll need in life. And if I'm living in his love, I'm living in the center of plenty. The love's not scarce. The peace is not scarce. The joy is not scarce. The provision is not scarce. I'm living in the center of plenty when I'm living in Christ. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him. Praise God. Now look at verse 12, John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, the first part is you have to be loved by him. You have to know the love of God for yourself personally. You have to be overflowing with the knowledge of his love and his care and the constancy and the perfection of it. Then you have it to give. You cannot give what you haven't got. If you don't know the love of God, or you know it just by word written on a page, it's not real to you. You're not convinced. You haven't got it to give to somebody else. So that's why he says, you want to live in me. You want to live in the center of my love. He says, then you're going to start overflowing to those around you. And they can receive the very best through you. Praise God. The Lord's plan for you is, I have loved you, to appreciate and receive the mercy, the kindness, the goodness that you're constantly receiving, and then you're able to give that to others. I know the mercy of God for myself. I know the mercy. I need mercy. I need his mercy. And I receive his mercy. And because I'm so thankful and so grateful for the mercy that the Lord continually extends to me, I can now extend it to somebody else. Because it's real to me. His forgiveness. The number of times he's forgiven me. And so I'm living in a thankful spirit to his constant forgiveness and mercy to me when I get stuff wrong and my thinking's not straight. And I say, and so I'm able to now be merciful to somebody else around me, to be forgiving to somebody else around me. He said, freely you've received, now freely give. Praise God. You see, The people near you are going to have the very best if you are living in Christ and you are drinking, as we heard this morning. They're going to get the very, very best from you because they're going to be receiving Christ through you. If somebody receives mercy through me, well, the glory goes to him. He's shown the mercy to me in such a way. See, the one who's been forgiven much loves much. When you know, Lord Jesus, your patience with me down the years, Jesus, your patience. You can now be patient with somebody else because you know what you're receiving from God, and it's so real. Praise God. Now, we're finishing up shortly. When you're allowing Christ to fill you, you go past natural living into supernatural heavenly living. Natural living is somebody is horrible to you, you're horrible back to them. That's natural living. Natural living is problems come along, all peace and joy is gone from you. That's natural living. That's what anybody can do. Anybody lives. Now we're talking about some supernatural living, which is living off Christ. So let's go to Matthew 5 briefly. Last scripture we look at, Matthew 5, verse 44. I say to you, love your enemies. Pardon? Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. See, living naturally, somebody curses you, you give back as good, if not better, than what you got. Is that right? Natural living. Now look at this. Somebody curses you, you bless them. You think, how can I bless this person? What could I do to bring good to them? They've just cursed you. What could I do to bring good to them? Father, what would be a way I could bless them? Can you see it? I mean, it's heavenly. It's totally not of this world. Praise God. The person who's filled and walking with Christ is appreciating and receiving so much that they've received so much from Christ, they can give heaven's best back, even when provoked by curse, hatred, and spite. That won't remove their heavenly ability in Christ to return what is good. It's wonderful. I mean, this is heavenly living. This is unnatural. This is unnatural. You see, people say, well, we have to be real about all this. Yeah, we're being really in Christ, really supernatural. Amen? Praise God. And you see, when you start giving what Christ would give back when you're faced with some horrible stuff, you're going to change the other person. They're not going to be able to stand with all. I mean, if somebody's very angry towards you, and you're at peace, and you listen, and you're not going to give back any stuff, the whole fire just all goes out. Praise God. You can't stay with all the anger because you look a right fool. You look a right wally. And so this is very powerful. This brings a change. I mean, see, that when they saw Jesus on the cross, when every heart, I mean, he was beaten, kicked, blows, nailed to the cross, pinned up there. And when they saw what came through him, they said, surely this is the Son of God. And do you know what I saw there? That it wasn't only the centurion, it was all of the soldiers there that got saved. It was wonderful. You have a look into the scripture there. You'll see it was not only him. They all agreed, surely this must be the Son of God. Because total transformation comes when you're living heavenly, and not of this earth, and not from our own selves. Praise God. Praise God. Let me read it out again. I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Someone curses you, you think, right, how can I go about blessing them? Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. That we're living a heavenly stuff here. We're living in a heavenly way here, and it's so wonderful. I mean, we have a thing going on with the council at the moment, and they've backdated some payment that we owe them because the house hadn't been correctly banded for council tax, and so this situation was there. Anyway, we decided we'd go in and see them in the council to discuss through with it, and the man was so horribly aggressive to us. I mean, he accused us of trying to cheat the council out of money. And I mean, it was absolutely terrible stuff. So I said to him, I said, look, we're finishing the conversation with you now. And thank you for the time we've had with you. And so we left, and we're now going we've written to somebody else in there. But this man's been on my heart, because I think, look at the state he's in. Goodness me. I mean, if this is what he's like at work, I mean, what's the home life like? You know, so we think, Lord God, I pray for him. I say, Lord, in your he can't see this, Father. In your mercy, Lord, would you open his eyes? Would you give him a whole fresh approach so that he can do really well with people and do really well at home? I don't know what I'm praying into there, do I? And he doesn't know that he's being prayed for. But you see, this is when you see you see somebody in the traffic, and this is in the early morning, beep, and they all cut in front of you and everything, and you think, well, if this is the start of his day, if this is the start of it, what's the rest going to be like? Father God, would you show mercy to that man? Can you see it? This is supernatural living. No, I'm not some wonderful person. I've seen Christ. I've got Christ living in me. I'm looking to live off of that and not living off my own stupidity, which is what it would be if I start trying to stick an oar into stuff. God have mercy. What have we had to look at here this morning? Abide in me and I in you. Abide in my love. The same love is poured on us as is poured on Christ. And love one another as I have loved you. Praise God. Is it complicated? Terribly deep? Very simple. Very, very simple. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to break bread now. And it would be excellent to say, Jesus. I mean, we don't have to look far into our lives and you think, well, Jesus, that was definitely not you. I don't know if I'm the only one here. But I think, Jesus, well, that attitude of mine was definitely not your way of thinking. Please forgive me and have mercy on me, and I'll change my way of thinking. Amen. You see, we can come and we can receive Christ afresh, his wisdom afresh, his help afresh, that we might live in his love and live in him and see all the glorious benefits outworking in our lives. Amen.
If the service could come forward now. And let's just hold in our hearts the truth of what we've heard this morning, that this love is supernatural, that we are filled with supernatural love. This is why everything Pastor has described, we can live in and we can do. It's all possible. I'm just reminded of the scripture that says, love never fails. Father, thank you that you have given us your love. And Jesus, we thank you that your body was broken for us. That as we take this bread, we can remember that your ultimate love was poured out upon us, and that your blood was shed for us in love, so that we could have life and life to the full. Thank you, Lord, as we share this bread and wine now together, we can rest in the truth that your love never fails. Thank you, Lord.
your throne.